Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena episode 131 for Wednesday, January 4th, 2017. Notepads. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Tracker, a coin-sized tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com right now and enter promo code ARENA to receive a free Tracker Bravo with any purchase. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell, and it's the new year. If you didn't already know that, I'm here to remind you of that. Maybe you need to write that down somewhere. I don't know, like in your trusty notepad app on your phone. Look, if you're like me, this is one of those categories that you can't live without. I constantly catch myself throughout the course of the day realizing something that if I fail to drop it into a note somewhere, will simply dissolve into the ether, never to be found again. That's my brain in a nutshell. And that could be, you know, kind of important if I lose that. So I have to come and, you know, depend on apps like the ones that we're going to talk about in today's episode. So let's check out a few contenders in the notepad category in this week's roundup. Microsoft has dedicated itself to creating high-quality apps for Android over the past few years, and OneNote is a great representation of that. OneNote has a number of different ways you can kick off your note down at the bottom of the screen. In all of these apps today, it's pretty standard, really. You just tap one of those, that's going to kick into that note. This kicks off a simple text note, as you can see. You can, of course, grab an image from a gallery or snap a picture using the camera on your device, and that'll import that in. That microphone right there allows you to do a quick audio recording, say you want to do like a voice memo or something. The scribble icon pulls up a notepad and some drawing controls that allows you to get all artistic or messy with your shorthand in my case. And finally, there's the checkmark options for creating an easy list. All the basics are covered and easy to jump into. Now, in the sidebar, I can create a notebook to house notes of a particular type so they're easy to find later. And within each notebook, I can also create separate sections to keep it all super organized within. That's one of OneNote's big strengths, is keeping things organized. All of this is stored on Microsoft's OneCloud service for free. A cool option to make note-taking even easier without requiring the launch of the app is the OneNote badge. This is a floating bubble that hides to the side of your screen no matter what app you happen to be using. You can summit it by tapping once, and that pulls a floating notepad over the top of the screen, allowing you to type away or paste directly into it, and then minimize back to the bubble to carry on with your work in another app. You can find Microsoft OneNote in the Play Store for free. Cloud storage service Dropbox has an active public beta of its own document collaboration app called Dropbox Paper. It's a bit more feature-rich on their site if you go to their website, but we'll take a look at the app version to see what it's all about. First, let's tap the Fab button to get started, and I'm asked to give it a name, and then I'll go ahead and throw some amazing text in below that. Now, as I type, my initials are highlighted next to the stuff that I edit on the screen. Paper is really about collaboration with others, so this helps to track changes and who they're associated with. And you can add collaborators to the doc. You just do that up here so that they can edit too. Formatting options are available for things like bold, italic, strike through, that sort of stuff. Also, creating task lists as well as bulleted and numbered lists down here. And heading options for larger text if you want to manicure your doc to look special. I can also drop in pictures from my gallery or snaps from my camera in line. Now, one cool feature of Paper is its ability to handle rich media and code. For example, if I post a link to a video that happens to be on Vimeo, the player for that media is going to actually appear inside the doc, meaning I can play it from there directly. I don't have to link out to it. It's all seamlessly included and makes the resulting document just a bit more dynamic. Now, this is a beta, and I encountered some issues. Namely, on my Pixel, it didn't bring my gallery images into the dock the way that I know that it should. And things were a bit slow as it was kind of pulling stuff down from the cloud, but it's a promising start. Find Dropbox Paper in the Play Store for free. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and we'll get to a few more in this category. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Tracker. We're all used to losing our possessions, unfortunately. Newsweek reports the average American wastes 55 minutes a day just looking for things that they own but can't quite find. Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past, and I'll tell you how to get one for free. The Tracker Bravo locates misplaced keys, wallets, luggage, instruments, bicycles, electronic devices, even pets in seconds. Coin-sized device is constructed with anodized aluminum for the thinnest, most durable tracking. You can easily attach it to pretty much anything. It has a key loop as well as adhesive. Tracker is enabled by Bluetooth LE, so the battery lasts up to one full year. And you can customize it. You can add a laser-engraved message to each Tracker Bravo, like return or pet information. And you can also personalize your tracker with a custom printed image. Put anything on there that you like. Pair Tracker to your iOS or Android device and find its precise location with a tap of a button. And that's it. You're off to the races. Now, your phone can track up to 10 devices at one time. And you can customize things like two-way separation alerts, so you'll be notified before you leave your item behind. If you lose your phone, you just press the button on Tracker and your phone's going to ring even if it's on silent. With over 3.5 million devices shipped, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item shows up on a map, even if it's miles away. If you lose your item, the Tracker app records its last known location on a map. Then when another Tracker user comes within 100-foot range of your item, you'll receive a GPS update of where your item is located. Go to thetracker.com right now and never lose your possessions again. Plus, just for our audience, if you enter promo code ARENA, you'll get a free Tracker Bravo with your order. That's thetracker.com, promo code ARENA to get your free Tracker Bravo today. All right, without further ado, let's get to more Notepad apps. Google has its own Notepad app, and honestly, I can't work without it. Google Keep does what it needs to do and has a nice material design that keeps my eyes happy in the process. Here's my main screen of notes. Each note appears as a tile on the screen, though I can switch that up with this button up here to show more of a vertical scroll type, but personally, I really like the tile approach. Now, down at the bottom are my note options. I can tap into that field to kick a text note off right away, or of course, the checklist button, good for to-dos and things like that. This pen allows me to sketch out something quickly with pen and edit options down at the bottom to kind of manicure it. The microphone will record what I say, though keep talking, because it'll stop once it detects a second or two of silence. What's cool is that the text is then transcribed in the note, along with the playback controls for the audio. And finally, I can snap a picture or grab from the gallery. Now, in the main screen, I can color code my notes, and I do this all the time, to add a little spice to things. I can also add a label. So once I build everything out with tons of notes, things are just a little bit easier to find. Now, collaboration is a big reason why I enjoy using Keep. When I'm inside of a note, I just tap those dots and then Collaborator, where I can then search my contacts to find people who can add to these notes on their device. My wife and I use this all the time for sharing gift ideas for our kids and our family. Very useful. There's also a reminders section for keeping notes that will reappear when the time is just right. Google Keep might already be on your device, but if it's not, you can find it for free in the Play Store. If you like your apps lightweight and open source, then you might want to check out OmniNotes. It turns out neither of those facts make this anything less than feature rich. Check it out. Here's the main notes screen, which can be reformatted to show a slightly reduced view if needed. Tapping the Fab allows me to create a note around a photo. Of course, there's a checklist or a simple text note. All that for starters, what you would expect. Within any of these notes, I can add any type of attachment with a paperclip button, including adding things like an audio recording to it, attaching my current location, maybe even doodling something colorful. Tapping the pen brings up the different draw options, of course, and as I add these, they all get attached to the document sequentially. That kind of makes for a rich layout of related information inside one single note. Now, things like email addresses, phone numbers, and URLs are going to get automatically recognized and then linked within the note, which is a really nice touch. If you want to be reminded of this note, you can tap the clock inside the dock to choose a date, time, and maybe you want to set up a recurring schedule if need be so that you're reminded every Wednesday about that note. Now up top, I can add a note to a category. That's going to help me keep things organized. That all appears in the side slide-out tray when you need them. So you can just slide it out and jump right to it. There's also a lock function in the overflow menu for protecting certain entries with a password. Don't forget the password. And all of this data can be backed up to a file. If what you want is a notepad app that keeps the data on your device and bypasses cloud services altogether, this is a great pick. Find OmniNotes for free in the Play Store. Four great apps to keep you productive and to give you the tools, of course, that you need to capture that thought before it's gone forever. I've suffered that far too many times. I hope that helps you out. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com. The recorded show plays every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live. The new episode will appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell. I'll see you next week in the arena. Bye, everyone.